Quick disclaimer, information in this podcast is for general informational purposes only and is not intended to be treated as medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making changes to your diet, lifestyle, supplementation, or medication.
Did you know that olive oil contains phenolic compounds that aren't found in any other seed and fruit oils? And it's these very compounds that contribute to its incredible health-boosting properties.
Welcome to Type 2 Diabetes Talk, the place where we chat about what really works to treat type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes naturally with nutrition and lifestyle. If you're looking to optimize blood sugar and A1C, lose weight, reduce medications, and improve your overall health, this is the place to be. Now, here's your host, type 2 diabetes nutrition specialist, Dr. Jetta.
Hello and welcome to episode 14. Years ago, I was hired as a freelance research reporter for the Olive Oil Times. Who would have thought there would be an entire publication about olive oil? I certainly wouldn't have. And honestly, until I reviewed a lot of research on olive oil, I never would have known it had so many incredible benefits. In fact, the benefits of olive oil have been reported to help many health conditions. And after we delve into today's show, you will begin to understand why. And of course, most importantly, we'll explore the specific ways it can contribute to improving your diabetes health. To access the show notes and resources for today's show, head to the website at type2diabetestalk.com and find them alongside episode 14. And members, please log into the member site and head to the library to find episode 14 along with all the other episodes and the extra resources we include for you each week. Before we do dive in to discover more about olive oil, I wanted to mention Medication March. During the month of March, yes, we're just about to enter March 2024. Can you believe that? Well, during the month of March, we'll be releasing 4 episodes around the topic of medication, and I know you're going to find these incredibly interesting. So please tune in next week and throughout Medication March as we spark this all-important conversation. Right, back to olive oil. We all hear about the heart-healthy benefits of monounsaturated fats, and olive oil just so happens to be a very common fat we consume that is a monounsaturated fat. As we talk about olive oil today, I'm referring to the finest type of olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, because that's the type you want to choose as it's the extra virgin olive oil that's full of the bioactive compounds that provide all the amazing health benefits we're just about to explore. Like all fats, olive oil is composed of various fatty acids. And in olive oil, oleic acid is the predominant fatty acid, making up 55 to 83% of the oil. However, the uniqueness of olive oil extends well beyond its fatty acid content. It's rich in a multitude of beneficial compounds. One noteworthy feature of olive oil is its presence of phenolic compounds, with research indicating the discovery of over 100 different beneficial compounds in the oil, depending on the cultivar of the oil. Phenolic compounds are a diverse group of naturally occurring plant compounds that have various beneficial effects on our health. In olive oil, these compounds make up only 1 to 2% of its content. But what's interesting is that phenolic compounds are completely absent in other types of oils derived from seeds or fruits, which makes olive oil very unique. And it's these very compounds that also have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, among other health-promoting benefits. One specific phenolic compound found in olive oil is oleocanthal, which reduces inflammation, and we'll get to that in just a moment. There are also other phenolic compounds that are abundant in olive oil, such as ellurepine and hydroxytyrosol, flavonoids, flavones, and lignans, all of which boost its health properties. And as you can imagine, all of these components underscore olive oil's potential as a valuable dietary component for improving diabetes health. And that's what we're going to explore in more detail now. Speaking of oleocanthal, one specific phenolic compound found in olive oil, oleocanthal is unique only to olive oil and is not found in any other vegetable oils. And oleocanthal has garnered considerable attention for its natural yet potent anti-inflammatory properties. Remarkably, research has shown that oleocanthal provides a similar anti-inflammatory response in the body as the commonly consumed over-the-counter anti-inflammatory drug ibuprofen. That's right, it has been shown to stop the inflammatory cascade by inhibiting inflammatory enzymes, in the same way as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Compared to the NSAID ibuprofen, its potency is less, at approximately 10%. However, unlike NSAIDs, which have many known side effects, olive oil is a natural anti-inflammatory agent that, as far as we know, can be safely consumed by anyone. So that's clearly an advantage. Although oleocanthal is the most strongly reported anti-inflammatory phenolic compound, olive oil also contains others such as allurapine, hydroxytyrosol, and tyrosol. Reducing inflammation is critical to our health because we're not just talking about inflammation from an injury, but a low-grade inflammation that occurs in the cells throughout the body. And it's this type of chronic, low-grade inflammation that increases our risk of disease and also makes health conditions accelerate. So having a natural food that can effectively help with inflammation is a great thing. Olive oil has been shown to help with blood glucose regulation, especially in helping to lower fasting glucose and A1C levels. Based on the results from systematic reviews, the A1C reduction is about 0.27% and fasting glucose reduction is about 7.9 milligrams per deciliter or 0.44 millimoles per liter. Some research has proposed that the oleic acid in olive oil is what helps to lower blood sugar, because it's suggested that it promotes glucose transport into cells and helps to reverse insulin resistance. Other research shows that the antioxidant phenolic compound tyrosol found in olive oil may protect against pancreatic beta cell dysfunction. So that's another great benefit. It's often the case with therapeutic foods that we see the benefits, but understanding the exact mechanisms for their effect can be difficult and complex. But whatever the mechanism, if it helps to naturally lower blood sugar, that's certainly a great benefit to you. Another reason why monounsaturated fats like olive oil are always called the heart-healthy fat is because they help improve cholesterol. In particular, olive oil can help reduce oxidation of LDL cholesterol, as the phenolic compounds in olive oil bind to LDL and decrease oxidation and reduce uptake of LDL by macrophage immune cells. And this reduction in oxidation of lipids is important because oxidized LDL is the type that causes more heart disease, so we definitely want to reduce that as much as possible. Another heart health benefit of olive oil is it helps to decrease fat synthesis in the liver, which can help to keep cholesterol levels under control and help reduce triglycerides. Most importantly, olive oil can help increase the beneficial HDL cholesterol, with some research showing it can improve HDL almost as much as statin drugs. For example, in two groups taking either statins or 2 tablespoons of olive oil for 6 weeks, HDL increased by 9 to 16% in the statin group and 8 to 12% in the olive oil group. This research indicates you get almost as much benefit from a natural therapeutic like olive oil without the risk of the unwanted health complications that statins can lead to over time. And if there is a natural option to achieve similar health outcomes, why not take advantage of that?
Get proven, practical support to lower blood sugar, weight, and medication. Check out Dr. Jetta's programs and services at type2diabetestalk.com/programs.
Another advantage of olive oil is its ability to reduce risk of type 2 diabetes. For example, a 2022 systematic review assessed 26 studies and found a significantly reduced risk of diabetes, which is obviously important for people without diabetes and those with pre-diabetes too. Other research shows that inclusion of olive oil in the context of a healthy overall diet can decrease risk of getting diabetes by as much as 40%, so that's a pretty big reduction. Another reason why olive oil can help with reduced risk of type 2 diabetes is due to its benefits in helping to reduce liver fat and improve insulin sensitivity. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and insulin resistance are central in pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes, which we will be delving into more in the near future. But for now, just know olive oil can help improve these two things, which is really great. We've already covered the fact that olive oil can help reduce blood glucose, reduce and modify cholesterol, and decrease inflammation, all of which are beneficial for heart health. Then there's research showing that olive oil can also improve endothelial function. It helps improve the inner lining of blood vessels that perform functions that are crucial for our vascular health. Not to mention its benefits for reducing oxidative stress. In fact, olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, I should say, is probably one of the most studied antioxidant food sources, and we know that antioxidants provide a range of health benefits, including benefits for our heart health. Another advantage of olive oil is it positively influences gut health by decreasing pathogenic bacteria in our gut, which helps to decrease gut permeability or leaky gut. Yes, we can get a leaky gut, but that's a story for another time. Along with decreasing bad gut bacteria, olive oil stimulates the production of beneficial bacteria, including the increase of short-chain fatty acids, which have a wide range of anti-inflammatory benefits to our body. Olive oil also has a direct impact on decreasing production of inflammatory molecules in the gut, increasing antioxidant activity, which improves our overall immune function. Last but not least, some evidence suggests that the oleic acid in olive oil triggers messengers linked to satiety and our appetite control. And in the context of a healthy diet, olive oil can help improve body weight and decrease belly fat. That's right, there's been some evidence to suggest that olive oil lowers visceral fat accumulation. That's the fat that accumulates around the belly. Olive oil may help stop this by sending fat to other places, such as our subcutaneous fat. And this is a good thing because when we hold belly fat, this negatively affects our health much more than fat we might hold on our butt or our thighs, for example. So we've seen that olive oil can help reduce inflammation, improve blood glucose, reduce risk of type 2 diabetes, improve cholesterol and heart health, improve gut health, liver function and insulin sensitivity, and help to satisfy hunger and improve weight control. I'd say olive oil is certainly a superfood for diabetes and many other health conditions too. This is the fascinating thing about nutrition. We have wonderful superfoods like olive oil that truly do provide us with a source of natural medicine. When we eat foods like olive oil, they enter our body and activate a cascade of positive bioactive mechanisms that lead to all these positive health benefits. They influence and positively modulate our gut bacteria, our hormones, our genes, our immune function, and various cellular processes throughout the body. And I think that's pretty incredible, right? That is the really fascinating thing about nutrition. When it comes to olive oil, you want to choose an extra virgin all the time. It's the extra virgin olive oil that is full of the bioactive compounds that provide all the amazing health benefits. The quality of the oil is very important because refined olive oil, like light olive oil, is not going to contain the beneficial properties. Light olive oil is still certainly a better choice of oil compared to general vegetable oils or things like soy or peanut oil. But the extra virgin, when it comes to olive oil, is certainly the best choice. And the different cultivars obviously contain different phenolic compounds overall. To give you another tip here, good quality oils don't come in clear bottles because oils are sensitive to light and heat. That's why you'll see extra virgin oils come in dark bottles, because it prevents oxidation of the oil and it protects the oil's nutrient levels. Virgin olive oil is still okay too, but the extra virgin olive oil is the highest grade of oil, so that's the best type to choose. As I said, the nutritional and the health-boosting properties of olive oil are related to the presence and concentration of the various phenolic compounds, which is why it's so important to choose a good quality extra virgin olive oil. As for how much to have each day, aim for at least 1 tablespoon a day. If you have a salad every day, which is recommended, then this is fairly easy to achieve. Most of the time, I don't bother with salad dressings. I just drizzle olive oil and vinegar over my salads. You can also consume more than 1 tablespoon, of course, if you want to, as most of the research shows higher olive oil consumption of around 2 tablespoons a day is even better. Overall, the important thing in order to get all the benefits of consuming olive oil, consistent intake. For example, if you only have 1 tablespoon once a month, it's unlikely to have any benefit at all. But if you have 1 tablespoon every day, then it will generate cumulative benefits over time, particularly if you include extra virgin olive oil in a diet that also contains lots of other healthy foods, such as we encourage here on Type 2 Diabetes Talk and at DMP. Because that's another important point. Taking olive oil on its own, if you're eating a crappy diet, is not going to do you any magical wonders. But within a good foundational eating plan, such as the T2 diet, olive oil only contributes to the abundance of benefits the T2 diet eating plan provides. And what about cooking with olive oil? Is that safe? Generally, how it works is that the less saturated fat contained in an oil or cooking fat, the more it will lead to oxidation of the oil when you use it for cooking. While we know olive oil is predominantly a monounsaturated fat, what most people don't know is that olive oil contains anywhere from 9 to 20% saturated fat, which makes it much more stable than any other vegetable oil for cooking. And research suggests that compared to other vegetable oils, extra virgin olive oil is a healthier choice of cooking oil for all your cooking purposes, including in frying or deep frying. As I said at the beginning of the show, years ago, I was a research reporter for the Olive Oil Times, and beyond the benefits I've shared today, I've seen research showing it can help reduce risk of infection. It can be used topically to treat ulcers. It's been shown to have neuroprotective effects and potentially reduce risk of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. It may help reduce inflammation in arthritis and fibromyalgia, prevent DNA damage, and much more. So I hope you feel inspired to include a dose of olive oil medicine in your daily routine if you don't already. Before I sign off today, I want to mention Medication March again. During the month of March, we're exploring the topic of medication. I've got stories to share to help ignite our conversation. I've got a special guest joining me on the show, and we'll be diving into FDA medication approvals, medication side effects, and the questions to ask your doctor. And most importantly, during this conversation we're sparking throughout Medication March, we'll be exploring whether reducing or stopping your medications is really possible. This is a very important conversation, and you'll want to be part of it, so be sure to listen in next week. See you then. Dr. Jeddah, over and out.
Thanks for tuning in to Type 2 Diabetes Talk. Please subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. And for episode replays, episode notes, and more, visit type2diabetestalk.com. New episodes are available Tuesdays, 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time, or your time zone equivalent. Thanks again. We're truly grateful to be a part of your life and help make a real difference.